MERV ratings and filtration trade-offs. What the MERV scale actually measures, the airflow penalty that comes with higher MERV, and how to pick a filter that cleans the air without choking the blower. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. MERV stands for Minimum Efficiency Reporting Value, a 1 to 16 scale for typical residential slash commercial filters that rates how well a filter captures particles across a range of sizes. Higher number, finer filtration. A MERV 4 is a rock catcher that protects the blower and not much else. A MERV 13 grabs a big share of fine particles down into the submicron range. The catch every tech has to understand, a finer filter is also a denser filter, and denser means harder for the blower to pull air through. Filtration and airflow pull against each other. Picking a filter is managing that trade-off, not just higher is better. How it works. A filter is a maze of fibers. Big particles slam into fibers and stick. Small particles get caught by diffusion and electrostatic attraction as they wander through. To catch smaller particles, you pack the fibers tighter and add more layers or charge them electrostatically. Tighter media equals more resistance to airflow equals more static pressure the blower fights. MERV is tested across particle size bands roughly 0.3 to 10 microns. The rating reflects the worst minimum efficiency in the size ranges it's judged on. That's them in MERV. So a MERV 13 guarantees a floor of performance even on the hardest to catch particle size, which is why it's the common target for serious air cleaning. Manufacturers also slap on their own marketing scales. MPR 1 brand and FBR a big box scale. Those aren't MERV. Roughly, a high MPR 1500 to 1900 or a high FBR 9 to 10 lands around MERV 11 to 13. But they're not interchangeable and the only standardized one is MERV. In the field, when you spec or swap a filter, know the system's tolerance. A 1-inch filter slot on an older PSC blower can't handle a MERV 13 1-inch pleat without starving for air. A 4 or 5-inch media cabinet has the surface area to run high MERV with a manageable pressure drop. Match MERV to the equipment and the slot depth, not just the customer's wish. Thicker media filters 4-5 have far more surface area, so they hit a given MERV at a lower pressure drop and last longer between changes. Measure static if you're going up in MERV. Put a manometer across the system return side and supply side, or total external static before and after. If you blew past the blower's rated max external static, you've got an airflow problem coming. Frozen coils in cooling, cracked heat exchangers in heating, comfort complaints year-round. Check filter area vs blower CFM. Too little filter face area for the airflow drives velocity and pressure drop up no matter the MERV. Sometimes the fix is a bigger filter grill, not a different filter. Set a realistic change interval and tell the customer. A loaded filter's pressure drop climbs as it catches dirt. A good filter that never gets changed becomes a system killer. Normal values and targets. MERV scale, 1 to 16 for standard HVAC filters. Common practical picks. MERV 1 to 4. Basic protection, the blue spun glass throwaway. Protects equipment, minimal air cleaning. MERV 5 to 8. Decent residential dust slash pollen capture. Common default. MERV 8 to 11. Noticeably better on fine dust, mold spores, pet dander. A solid IAQ upgrade most systems tolerate in a media cabinet. MERV 13 captures a large share of fine particulate including many bacteria size and smoke particles, the common target for IAQ-focused homes if the system can move air through it. Pressure drop. A clean one-pleated MERV 8 might add roughly 0.1 to 0.2 in WCA. 1 MERV 13 can run 0.3 in WC or more clean and climb fast as it loads. A 4-5 media filter at MERV 13 often stays under about 0.3 in WC clean because of its larger area. Total external static budget. Most residential blowers are rated around 0.5 in WC total external static. The filter is only one piece of that budget. Coil, ducts, and registers eat the rest. Face velocity. Keeping filter face velocity in a reasonable range often targeted under about 300 to 500 ft/min keeps pressure, drop, and noise sane and lets the filter actually grab particles instead of blasting them through. Common faults and what they mean. Frozen evaporator coil after a filter upgrade. The new high MERV 1 filter choked airflow below what the coil needs. Drop the MERV. Go to a thicker media filter or open up the return. Whistling return slash sucked in filter. Way too much pressure drop for the filter area. Undersized return or a filter too restrictive for the slot. Comfort complaints slash weak airflow at registers after a filter change. Same story. Measure static. Filter doesn't last. Undersized filter area for the airflow. Or the home is genuinely dirty construction. Pets. Bigger filter or shorter interval. Tech tips and gotchas. More surface area beats more density. A pleated or deep media filter at a given MERV almost always outperforms a flat or thin one on both capture and pressure drop. Push customers toward a 4-5 cabinet for high MERV. MPR and FBR are marketing. MERV is the standard. When a customer says 1900 filter, translate to roughly MERV 13 and check whether their system can take it. A bypass leak ruins a great filter. If air sneaks around the filter through a loose slot or gaps, the rating means nothing. Seal the filter rack. Don't chase MERV 16+/HEPA on a standard residential blower. True HEPA needs its own fan. Bolting it into a normal return starves the system. The cheapest IAQ win is often a clean filter on schedule, not a fancier one the system can't breathe through. Safety/code notes. Starving airflow and heating can overheat a furnace heat exchanger and trip limits. Chronic overheating cracks heat exchangers and creates a CO hazard. Never sacrifice required airflow for filtration. In cooling, low airflow drops coil temperature and freezes the coil, which can slug the compressor with liquid. Protect the minimum CFM per ton, commonly about 350 to 400 CFM per ton, when choosing a filter. Verify total external static stays within the blower's listed rating after any filtration change.